Morning Watch. The factor of the church being in the triune God, the local churches being the expression of the body of Christ, and the believers practicing the church life in the consciousness of the body. Week 3. Tuesday. Related verses. Romans 6, verse 4. We have been buried, therefore, with him through baptism into his death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so also we might walk in newness of life. Romans 8, verses 10, 11, and 4. But if Christ is in you, though the body is dead because of sin, the Spirit is life because of righteousness. And if the Spirit of the one who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who indwells you. Verse 4. That the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Romans 6, verse 8. Now, if we have died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. 1 Corinthians 1, verse 30. But of him you are in Christ Jesus, who became wisdom to us from God, both righteousness and sanctification and redemption. John 14, verses 17 and 23. Verse 17. Even the Spirit of reality, whom the world cannot receive, because it does not behold him or know him, but you know him, because he abides with you and shall be in you. Verse 23, Jesus answered and said to him, If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make an abode with him. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 45b. The last Adam became a life-giving spirit. Related reading. Now let us go on to consider what it means for the church to be in the Lord Jesus Christ. It is a great matter to be in Christ. To be in Christ means that there is no sin, flesh, self, natural life, old creation, death, or Satan. If we are in Christ, everything negative has been terminated. Sin, death, the self, the flesh, Satan, and the old creation have all been terminated. For those who are in Christ, everything other than God has been terminated. We in the Lord's recovery claim to be practicing the church life. Whenever we make such a claim, however, we need to check to see whether we are still holding to our culture or disposition. Regarding this matter, sometimes we expect others to sympathize with us. In the Lord Jesus Christ, there are no weak vessels. Therefore, we should not expect anyone to sympathize with our natural disposition. For the church to be in the Lord Jesus Christ in a practical way, we all need to be terminated and buried. We need to die and then be placed in the tomb. This is to be in the Lord Jesus Christ. Romans 6, verse 3 clearly says that to be baptized into Christ is to be baptized into Christ's death. How then can we be in Christ without also being in his death? To be in Christ is to be buried, terminated. Whether we like to hear it or not, it is the truth that to be in Christ is to be terminated. During special times of conference or training, saints come together from different cities and regions. Outwardly, no one says anything in favor of his locality, but deep within, we may be proud of coming from a certain place. In our heart, we may say, our place is the best. To think in this way is to exalt ourselves. When we claim to be of a certain place, we are excluding ourselves from the Lord Jesus Christ. The church must be only in God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. The church is in God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. The title Christ in 1 Thessalonians 1 verse 1 denotes all the riches of resurrection. If the Lord were only Jesus and not Christ, we could not be in him. But because he is the Lord Jesus Christ, we can be in him and we are in him right now. Where are we? We are in the Lord Jesus Christ. The name Jesus implies that everything we are in the old creation and in the fall has been terminated. And the title Christ implies that we are no longer in ourselves, in the old creation, in sin and death, in the world and in Satan. Instead, we are in resurrection, in the Spirit, and in righteousness, holiness, power, strength, and might. Because we are in Christ, we are even on the throne with Him. Oh, how marvelous it is to be in Christ. To be in the Lord Jesus Christ means, on the one hand, that we are terminated and are no longer in the old creation. On the other hand, it means that by being in Christ, we are in resurrection. To be in Christ is to be in resurrection, in the Spirit, in power, in strength, and in authority. Do you realize that because you are in Christ, you are on the throne? Not only are you in power, might, strength, and authority, but you are also on the throne. After his resurrection, Christ went to the heavens to be enthroned, and in him, we also are on the throne. Sometimes we need to say to Satan, "Satan, don't you see where I am? I am in Christ, on the throne."